Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Mark Rawson, and we're really excited to have another show with Dr. Connie tonight. As you know, she's on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. If you happen to miss any of her shows or any of the other shows that we have, you can go to our website, and that is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And you will see a link to listen to the show. And if you happen to go to that link, you actually will have access to the archives that has all the shows, including any of Dr. Connie's shows. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and hand off. Dr. Connie?
All righty. Thanks, Mark. Good evening. This is Dr. Connie. My website is still under construction, but please contact me at drconniesays@gmail.com. That's drconniesays@gmail.com. I have a very special show tonight, and I'm actually going to be sharing it with Mark. This is a very unique perspective in two of the ways that we are going to do our spiritual walk. One part of our spiritual walk has to do with waiting. And that's actually a place that I am in right now. So I'm going to speak with you for the first half of the show about what it means to wait. Mark, on the other hand, is on the go side. He has been given the green light, and he is doing some amazing stuff. So for the second half of the hour, I'm going to ask Mark to chime in and tell you the perspective on not only what he's doing, which is really some truly amazing and miraculous things, but also how he got from the waiting to the going. So I'm really excited about this show because I really feel that this is where we find where our faith lies and how real the angels are. So I wanted to also wanted to tell you that generally I take calls at the half hour for angel card readings. Tonight I am not going to do that because I really feel, and the angels have really been prompting me, that this is an extra special show, and there are people out there that are going to benefit from seeing both sides of the picture, both the waiting and the going. So on my walk this morning, I walk every morning. I met this guy out on the walking path, and he had his dog named Luna. And he was sharing with me how he trained her. He didn't have her on a leash, and he was sharing how he was able to get her to that point. He said the hardest lesson for her was to learn how to wait, because she just hated to wait. And he felt that that was a very important thing for her, obviously, because he didn't want her going into the street and getting hit. So he worked especially hard to get her to learn to wait so that when she did move, it was a good time and it was safe to go. And he ended the conversation by saying, it is as important to wait as it is to go. Now, because I'm in a waiting phase, like I'm sure a lot of you are out there, and personally, waiting is a four-letter word for me. It's always been something that I have hated, but I'm learning to understand the art of waiting. But it's as important to wait as it is to go. So what I want to ask you tonight, because part of the mastering of waiting, to master the art of waiting, it's a really good plan to know what you're waiting for. In my with my clients as a psychologist, I have a lot of people that complain to me about their job, or they complain about the relationship they're in, or that they want a relationship. And when I ask them what type of job or relationship that they want, they tell me they don't have any idea. some people know exactly what type of job or relationship that they want, but they don't do anything toward moving into their desired direction. So people tend to get very frustrated with the waiting, and one of the reasons is because they feel like they're waiting in the dark. They don't know where they're going, so they don't know what they're waiting for. A lot of people think that waiting is a punishment. It's like standing in line that never goes anywhere. It's like the eternal traffic jam. We are an instant society. We have instant coffee and instant potatoes and boxed cake mixes, and we have lost we've lost what it feels like to wait for something. And you've seen, I've driven for years in New York, and I see people jockeying around lanes trying to get one car ahead. I've seen them drive on the shoulder just to get one car ahead because the thought of waiting is just so frustrating for them that they can't deal with it. So part of the problem with waiting is that we have become an instant society. Another part of the frustration is that we don't like the moment that we're in right now. So the moment is as uncertain, the moment is frightening, the moment is painful. We don't see a way out. I was joking with Mark right before the show started and told him I was hanging on, and he goes, "Oh, you mean like the pictures of the cat hanging onto the screen with their claws out?" And I said, "Yep, that's me." You know, sometimes in the moment, the moment itself is so frustrating or painful or dark that it produces a lot of anger or depression or anxiety or frustration because we don't see a way out. We don't see how we can do it in our own strength. And it's very easy to fall into thinking that about all the problems or all the pitfalls that could occur. I call them the "oh my God" moments. The "oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to," or "oh my God." And that's the kind of way when we're waiting that we can find ourselves reacting if we don't have a plan and if we don't know where we're going and if we don't believe in the God and the angels who are going to get us where we want to go. So I'm going to give you a list of things that I have found to be very helpful. If you've just joined in the program, I just want to remind anyone who has just come in that this is a contrast program of people who are waiting versus people who are have the green light and are ready to go. So I would encourage anyone who's just starting to listen to the beginning of the broadcast so that you can get the complete picture, because I feel so strongly that this message is specifically geared for several people out there, and that this show is just for you, whether you're on the go side or on the wait side. So I just really feel it's important to get the broadcast from the very beginning. Okay, the problem with staying with the "oh my God" moments or the "what if" moments is two things. One of the problems is because we are co-creators with God, we are going to pull into our life the things that we dwell the most about. So if I'm sitting around thinking of how bad my life is at this moment, or how horrible it is to wait, or how difficult things are right now, I am going to pull into my life more of that. So it's normal and it's natural to have those moments of feeling like you're hanging on to the screen like a cat. It's one thing to get there. It's a whole nother thing to stay there. So when you find yourself in that situation where you find that you're dwelling on what you don't want, just remember that you are actually creating. I'll give you a list here of things that will help you to move out of those things. And it keeps me from focusing. Not only do I stay thinking about what it is I don't have, it keeps me focused on, it keeps me from focusing on what it is that I want, what it is I want to create, what it is I'm working for, what it is I'm waiting for. So when you find yourself in the oh my God moment, the first thing I want you to do is stop. And you may have to literally stop. But you need to do something to jolt yourself into where you're thinking to stop at that moment. So if you need to sit down or stand up or turn around or jump up and down, I don't care what you do, but you need to change the thinking of the oh my godness to okay, I'm going to stop thinking about that now. However that works for you, the first thing you need to do is stop. The second thing you get to do is you get to breathe. And what I want you to do, and we've talked about this before, you can do it standing up or sitting down. Plant your feet on the floor. Breathe deeply from your belly. Breathe, take a big deep breath and breathe down into the ground, and that will help ground you. And you will also be able to pull in the natural healing energy of the earth, of which you are part of, so it's sort of reconnecting yourself to who and what you really are. So when we're flying in the oh my God, it's really hard to stay grounded. So you get to stop and you get to breathe, so that you find that you're grounded into calming yourself down. And then I want you just to let your mind run. It's going to run anyway, so go ahead and just let it go through the moments of whatever it is you're thinking about. Acknowledge what you're feeling. If you're feeling afraid, or feeling hopeless, or feeling whatever, you get to acknowledge that. There's nothing wrong with a feeling. A feeling is a neurochemical event, and you can't get really upset about a neurochemical event. You can easily detach from it if you know that your body is and your mind are going through a natural phase of anxiety or fear. It is a human condition. Just let yourself feel it and acknowledge it. It's not an opportunity to be a victim. It's not an opportunity for beat up. There's nothing wrong with it. Just don't jump into the cesspool of your fears. Don't become attached to them. What you're feeling is not truth. It's just a feeling. Now, for some of you, we all have varying ways of going through our moments of waiting. For some of you who need to get help because the moments are so drastic for you, you need to get the help. Call me. Call Mark, call your doctor. If you need to take something to get through these times, because the times of waiting, I'm not gonna kid you, they're friggin' hard for some of us. If those of you are feeling that and you feel like you need the help, get the help. If you feel like you need to take medication, take the medication. Take as little as you need for just as long as you need. But the angels have given us doctors and really brilliant people who create medication, really spiritual people and brilliant people who are psychic, who are healers, who do Reiki, who do acupuncture. I even find that when I go to my chiropractor, it moves the energy. So there are a lot of ways that you can get help if you are feeling that you're at the end of yourself. So there are people out there that care for you. Mark and I would not be doing this. We'd be out having fun in the sun if we didn't genuinely care and feel like that this was a calling for us. So again, my email is drconniesays@gmail.com. drconniesays@gmail.com. Email me. I will email you back directly. When Mark gets on at the half hour, he will give you his information. Contact him. He's a phenomenal, miraculous healer. Call him. I'm not saying that God is going to release you necessarily from the waiting, because the waiting is as important as the going. It's part of the process. It's part of the preparation. It's laying the foundation. Mark would not be where he was with the green light if he did not have his time of waiting, because that's where the important stuff happens. That's where the foundational piece is developed. That's where God is going to instill in you what needs to happen and instill in others, preparing not only you, but preparing other people and preparing the community and the world for the work that you're going to do. So let yourself feel the fear. Do what you need to do to take care of you, and know that you're going to be okay. Because the next step is, remember who you are. Remember that you are a child of God. Remember that you co-create. Remember that you have access to every angel in heaven. And all you need to do is say, help. And you have just called legions of angels to you. So you are not alone in this process. Be aware of the bigger picture. Whatever you're feeling at the moment is like a snapshot. This is your Kodak moment. You know, we've all had snapshots taken, and we have that moment when the shot happens, and then we go on and do whatever it is we do. The moment can shift for you, but you need to go through the moment. It's part of the process. It's part of the waiting. And waiting is just as important as the going. This is the time. This is the foundational piece right here. This is the time when you get to tell the universe exactly what it is you want. Exactly what it is you want, whether you think you can get it or not, whether you think you're good enough or not. You get to tell God and the angels exactly a detailed list of what it is you want, even if you don't think you can get it. If you want a house on the Riviera and a Swiss chalet, if that's really your heart's desire, write it down. And then let the universe figure out how you're going to get that. You have to know where you're going. You have to know what you're waiting for. If I want the job or the career, if I not want just a job, but a career, the relationship, financial security, the health, the leisure time, the whatever, I get to ask the universe specifically so that the angels know exactly how to help me create that. And I also get to say, or something better. Because sometimes I think too small. I'm praying for a dollar, and the angels are ready to hand me $1 million. So I always add, when I am creating my list and I am telling the universe what I want, exactly what I want, that or something better. And then you get to trust and you get to believe and you get to have faith that what you asked for is attainable through the universe. Look for signs. For me today, this running across this man on my walk was a clear sign from the angels to wait. It's not my time. Things are coming together. The universe is swirling. I can see things beginning to happen, but it's not my time. My message from the angels, as clear as the blue sky that I see right now, is wait. So what I do is I wait. I look for signs that what I'm asking for is coming about. I can ask a psychic. Something will appear in a song. Some random comment. Meditation. Angel cards, tarot cards. Whatever, just that gut-knowing feeling that you know you're on the right path. And guys, you know, anyone listening to this radio show that has sat in here with us for almost half an hour, you are the people, the frontline people, who are really are sincere about wanting to do your walk. And if you're sincere, you know in your heart whether you're on the right path or not. And if you don't know, you ask for guidance. You ask for step by step. Archangel Michael is, if it's a life purpose type message, Archangel Michael, he's your go-to guy. Ask step by step. If it's for healing, ask Archangel Raphael. If it's for a relationship, you can also ask Archangel Raphael. He's the go-to guy for soulmates. If it's go to your guardian angels, pray to your ascended masters, talk to Jesus or Kuan Yin or Moses or Buddha. Find that spiritual connection. Find that thing that works for you. That's going to be your lifeline, because this is not an easy journey. This is a journey of faith and persistence and perseverance. And this is where our toughness comes. This is where, like the butterfly beating its wings before it comes out of the cocoon, it has to beat its wings so hard and so fast you think it's going to die, but you have to, it has to beat to do that, to have the strength to sustain itself when it gets out into the world. So when you get that thing that you want, you have been prepared not only to have it, but to be able to sustain yourself and handle it responsibly and appropriately so that it's not stressful for you. One last thing is, if you truly, truly want it, if you truly, 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 truly want it, you hold fast to it. You hang on to it. If you're getting signs from the universe that it's attainable for you, if you go, if you call me or you call Mark or you go to another psychic or you do angel cards or whatever, and you get reassurance or you get affirmation that this is attainable for you if you want it, and if it is really what you want, then hold on to it. God will open doors for you, and it may take days, it may take years, I don't know, but I do know that the path is perfect, and I do know that if you will do what it is that God asks you to do, and you are faithful with that, then you will get what you want or something even better. This is where the preparation takes place. This is where we're laying the foundation. This is where we have the strength, the flooring, the infrastructure. Where Mark is right now is he's putting all the decorations in. He's got the infrastructure. He's got the walls and the studs are up and the stucco's on. Now he's painting and he's decorating and he's doing the go stuff. But he couldn't do the go stuff, or he doesn't want to put his talents on a piece of plywood that has holes in it that's going to fall down in the first wind. So God loves us enough, and the angels love us enough, and they want us to have a solid foundation and a strong structure. So when we go in and do the decorating, it's a decoration that's going to stay, and people can see it and be helped by it and inspired by it, because hopefully everything that we want is also going to be reaching out to others and be in service to other people. So if you are on the waiting side, I am one of you, so welcome to my side. I think we're all in really good company here. And it's not a fun place to be, but it's a strong place to be. And this is where the strength comes. This is where the power comes. This is where the sculpting comes of creating with the universe. I want this. And the universe says, okay, let's go. And it's the step-by-step formation. So it's not waiting in the sense that you're not doing anything, because you can always do something toward creating. You can be praying, meditating, follow the signs and the steps that the angels give you, and you will find that really when you look back, you've been pretty busy even though you thought you were waiting. So I'm going to turn this back over to you, Mark, and you can do the 30-minute spiel that you do, and then please go right into what it's like to be on the go side.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for sharing all that. It's always great to hear you lecture and teach, and always great info, so thank you.
You're welcome.
So, all right, you have been listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie. She is on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you missed this show or want to find out how to get to the replays or find out about the different shows that are offered on Spiritual Connections Radio, you can go to the website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And I'll have to give you some kudos back, because I know I've had you do some card readings for me and working with angels, and you are so gifted. And for anybody who wants to know, I actually met Dr. Connie when I was doing a booth at the expo in New York. Was it this year? I can't lose track of time.
Yeah, it was earlier this year. Yeah.
Yeah, and actually had a chance to sit down and meet her and her daughters and everything like that, and could definitely see how connected she was and the great angel energy around her and everything like that. So, you know, from then we've been in contact with each other ever since. Yeah, so let me go ahead and give everybody my website for anybody who wants to take a look at what I'm doing these days. And I'll even introduce this. Is it okay if I talk about France for a minute also?
Oh, this is your time to, this is the go side. You get to talk about all the yummy stuff you do and how it is you got there, because we're here building the foundation, but now you're decorating. So how did you get from the foundation to the decorating, and now how are you decorating?
You know, as you say that, I think about a drunk who falls down on his face about 3 or 4 times.
But, okay, that's not very...
But, you know, it, sometimes that's, you know, that's what it is. I mean, let me get into that in a minute, but let me talk about a few things like my website and where I'm teaching this mm-hmm. month and going into where I'm teaching next month. So if you want to check out my website, my name's Mark Rawson. That's M-A-R-K, middle initial A, and last name is Rawson, R-A-W-S-O-N. So my website is www.markarawson.com. I am actually going to be teaching in Clinton, New Jersey at my friend Brigida's spiritual center, which is in Clinton. And I will be teaching there on August 24th. Let's actually check my dates. Around 7 o'clock, 7:30. And you can find out more about that event on my website and a number of other websites, but you can actually start with my site and all the links are there. That particular lecture is going to be talking about balance and how important balance is to have in your life and all aspects and stuff like that. I think we find as spiritual people or as regular people, not that there's a difference really, but that a lot of us are always putting out, but we're not taking anything in. We're always kind of doing for others, but we're not taking care of ourselves. And it's important to have a balance. And I know a number of people right now that are kind of going through a lot of sickness and everything because they got their bodies all out of whack because they were constantly giving for 30 years. And they're actually sick. And you just got to always make sure there's a trade or a balance. So if you want to find out more about that, you can come to that lecture. Brigida is my friend. She's actually going to be channeling some Ascended Masters. And Mike, who's a good friend of mine also, is going to be playing some of his channel music from Angels. So just incredible people. You can find out more about them. They do a radio show on Spiritual Connections Radio about once a month called the St. Germain Radio Show. All those replays are available up on the archives through the website. So feel free to check them out and check out their websites. Mike has very unique music, so just really incredible. In the month of August, I am going to be in France, and I will be teaching in France a retreat called The Missing Piece. That will actually run September 14th through the 21st. The lecture is actually going to be the 16th through the 20th, but I like to give people a day to come in, like a weekend on each end, to kind of settle in and enjoy the south of France. And you can find out more about that on the website also. It's called The Missing Piece. It's basically made up of two different parts, what I call left brain, right brain. Part of it is going to be a lecture about how to basically improve all the different aspects of your life. And this lecture is kind of slanted for, or I should say kind of scoped for a number of different people. It's scoped for the person who's spiritually moving along and looking to take the next step forward. It's for people who personally are going through healing and really just kind of doing the spiritual journey for their own purposes to grow personally or heal personally. It's for people who want to learn to become teachers, who want to become spiritual teachers. And it's for people who are already spiritual, who already have something they've learned, I call them modalities, but have no idea how to make a living out of it and how to transition out of what we call the day job, the 9-to-5 job, corporate job, whatever, and get into actually either A, making money, helping others, or simply donating their time and putting themselves in places where they can help others by giving their gift. So it's going to be an incredible workshop. It's made up of about 25 years of my experience. I should say the other part of that equation is going to be the whole business aspect of everything. How do you create a schedule? How do you create a class, a workshop? How do you plan a business? How do you do the taxes? How do you do a website, blogs, advertising, self-publish a book? Anything that you want to know, it's going to be an incredible retreat. So I have probably about 21 days worth of material. I'm going to teach in 5 days. It's going to be a great gathering that we're having for that. The only thing, talking about cards and kind of the way things unfold, I would have liked a little bit more time as far as how much notice I'm giving, but I'm kind of the person who figures that build it and they shall come. So it'll be really interesting to see how that goes. So I'm going to go ahead and just kind of talk to this whole aspect of what I call jumping without a net would be my theme for this evening. And, you know, if anybody's followed my story at all, they know that basically I just came out of a divorce a couple of years ago. I was married for 20 years, basically outgrew my marriage because of my own spiritual journey, which is really interesting because most of the time when you talk about spiritual women, they usually end up getting divorced because they end up becoming spiritual, becoming empowered, moving into the divine power of the woman, or what I call the divine feminine. And most men who are in those marriages can't handle a woman being in power. So, you know, I always say that the men's ego sometimes can be a little fragile. And because of that, you know, most of the spiritual women I know are actually divorced. And I'm not the first spiritual teacher to kind of point that out. I think as women become more in power and move up spiritually, most of the time, you know, one of the relationships that kind of you kind of grow out of, unfortunately, can be a marriage. And it's just the nature of the way it is. And it's not just marriages. I think also you'll see that it can cost you friendships. I know a lot of my friends that I grew up with, I don't talk to anymore. And it's not because of distance. It's because I'm just working in a different area of spirituality. And then on the other hand, you have a lot of new people that come into your life. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, we talk about in spirituality is raising your vibration. When you raise your vibration, some people come into that vibration and some people leave it. It's kind of the nature of one of the side effects of growing spiritually. So, you know, I basically came out of that. I've moved all over the country for the last couple of years. I've gone on this incredible spiritual journey. I actually came from 25 years of corporate. I used to run technology for some of the biggest companies in the world out of New York. Woke up one day and realized that I absolutely hated my job. And noticed that, of course, I did what I call the shift, or what some people might call midlife crisis. Became into my spiritual awakening. And, of course, as a lot of stories or people can tell you, I can look back in hindsight and see a lot of different spiritual events in my life. But if you truly ask me when my spiritual journey started, I would say it started probably about 3 years ago. And I'm 47 now. So, you know, that's kind of like where I've been on my timeline. You know, as I've been doing that, I've been moving around. You know, I've gone through a lot of savings and stuff like that as I've been going around and training and learning from some of the top teachers in the world. I've had a chance to really train with a number of great teachers and to really meet a lot of great spiritual people who are doing the work and helping people around the world. I'm known as a networker. I'm a very caring person, so I put a lot of my energy into really kind of I'm also a Pisces, so I have a tendency to kind of nurture and really hang on to friendships as soon as I can get them and really take care of people. But as I said earlier, you also have to have the balance in life. So it's been a very interesting journey. And, you know, with it, I just got done ending a engagement that I had with a great spiritual woman, and kind of moved on from that, and now I'm back on the road again. And this actually, for me, talking about being out there without the net, I left Florida probably a couple weeks ago, and I'm basically, for all intents and purposes, I'm basically homeless. I have no home right now. I don't have a lot of money left. And at the same time, you just kind of continue to kind of move forward and realize that at the same time, I have so many different things that are in the works. that are constantly going. And I think you have to kind of just be, I have a tendency, I think, in a lot of situations to be on push and trying to push the universe. And you generally find out very quickly that it's always about being on someone else's schedule, meaning usually the divine, I call it the creator, in my belief system, is really on divine timing. And you really just got to let things unfold. So one of the biggest lessons I think I've been learning through all this is patience. And patience is a very hard thing to learn when you're basically out. And, you know, I'm not even talking about being on the cliff. I'm talking about jumping off the cliff and not even knowing if there's a net there. And one of the biggest lessons that's really been unfolding for me lately is really just a whole issue of trust. And that is trusting that I'm making the right decisions with my guidance, trusting that the divine and all the spiritual beings that I'm surrounded by, and, you know, when I talk to people like Dr. Connie and a number of other spiritual people out there, you get that validation of, oh, my goodness, Mark, you are traveling with a huge team. And, you know, that generally means angels and archangels and all types of ancestors and guides and ascended masters and everything else. And, you know, with that, you got to realize that there's a bigger plan going on. And I think when you don't have that ability to kind of see more than three steps in front of you, kind of like a fog or driving in the fog and can't see too far in front of you, it can be a very scary place. And that's when a lot of fear comes in and you get into that point of, you know, really questioning, you know, the different things that are happening and kind of looking at your path and saying, you know, am I trusting the choices I'm making? Am I trusting that I am divinely guided? And sometimes that can be, you know, you can even kind of look at it and question it yourself. You know, I'd be the first person to tell you, I'm not the person who's going to stand there and tell you, I just blindly go along and everything's okay and life is great. I mean, I sit here and I ponder and go, well, how come that didn't happen? Where's my guidance? Where's my abundance? I'm doing all the laws of attraction stuff, you know, and, you know, where, you know, it was funny, I was talking to someone else who does a radio show on here named Star Fuentes, a great teacher out of the Midwest. And I had said to her once, I said, well, I've been asking for abundance. I keep on using the I am, you know, kind of like I am, you know, I am healthy and I'm surrounded by people who love me and I am abundant. And she goes, dear, you got to stop asking for abundance. You're getting an abundance of problems. You're getting abundance of bills. And she says, you got to ask for cash. So, you know, it was just a really interesting lesson to kind of just learn that, you know, sometimes, you know, you think you can understand a process or you can understand the way things work and you realize that, you know, things aren't as simple as you think they are, especially with all the different things you can learn out there. I think probably one of the biggest lessons I've also been learning as I've been walking this path over the last couple of years is really to be the person who actually practices what he teaches. I think for the first year when I first started my journey, I was a very big hypocrite. I was teaching a lot of stuff where I would say, you know, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to have the ethics here, you know, you got to make sure you're checking in and doing things for the right reason. And then you find out halfway through the process that, you know, or as you go through it yourself, that you're not doing anything that you're telling people. It reminds me of the doctors who don't bother going for checkups, but they're the first one to tell you you should be doing a checkup, you know, or something along those lines, you know. So it's you know, it's definitely, you know, where you have to kind of understand that you need to kind of just follow through. And our phones are ringing off the hook here in the switch room, so I apologize for the background noise. But, you know, you just got to keep on moving forward. So, you know, I'd have to say for me, you know, even though I have all these different things in the works, you know, I was able to come off of the Woman's View radio show last year. And after doing that and having that opportunity, you know, I kind of stepped forward and decided that I would go out and start Spiritual Connections Radio, which is just basically a brand of a radio network that sits out there on Blog Talk Radio. And it's actually been very successful because, you know, we've had these opportunities for us to do the radio shows every week. But at the same time, we've also had the opportunity to bring in people like Dr. Connie and a number of other people out there that came to me and basically said, I really want a radio show, but I have no idea how to do it. And, you know, coming from all the years of technology, I've been able to kind of weave my spirituality with my technology to be able to help people. And, you know, the Spiritual Connections Radio just constantly continues to grow. We're actually going to be having a friend come on in Germany and doing a show in German. We have someone in Canada starting a show. So there's all these different shows that are constantly starting up. So we're always really, you know, kind of sitting back and watching all these things happen. I think when I left Florida, after kind of moving away from a lot of that energy over the last couple of weeks, I noticed that a lot of different synchronicities started to kick in. You know, one of them being that I had this opportunity to go back and use this place in France that I have for a month. That originally I was supposed to use in January, but ended up going to California to work for a spiritual teacher. And, you know, with that, you know, had a chance to say, hey, you know, here's a place I can use in September. And then, you know, having two or three people approach me and say, well, are you going to teach when you get there? And I was like, well, no, I was just going to go hang out. But it's funny that you mentioned that, because 2 months prior, I had already started the work on developing the Missing Piece Retreat or the training package, and I was actually looking for locations in the United States to actually teach it. So, you know, you kind of have these kind of synchronicities where you see spiritual people come into your lives. And it reminds me of that saying where people often say, you know, a lot of my angels don't have wings. And that is that I just see so much, or I have so much gratitude for so many of the different spiritual people I've had a chance to work with, including Dr. Connie, and having these people in my life as a blessing. And I think if there was any one thing that I can tell you about really getting through some of the toughest parts of your life, it's about really having gratitude in the darkest times. You know, being able to recognize that no matter how bad it gets for you, that there is something you can have gratitude for. And it was my friend Kathy, who's a really great coach that I've been working with, who kind of pointed that out to me one day. And I said, well, I was having my little pity party on the phone. And she kind of said to me one day, you know, my friend, you know, and we'll change the name, we'll call him Stevie. You know, my friend Stevie is been having, you know, seizures, and he can't see. And, you know, were you able to get out and see today? And he said, yeah, I can see. She goes, so there's something you can have gratitude for. And she goes, were you able to breathe today? Because my friend's going through cancer and she's having problems breathing. Were you able to breathe when you got up this morning? And I said, yeah, I was able to breathe. And she goes, there's something you can have gratitude for. You know, it's funny how much we take for granted and how much we're just moving so quickly sometimes through life that we don't take time to appreciate the accomplishments we have. I mean, I've completed 3 college degrees in my life and went through the corporate chain of command pretty quickly to become one of the leaders in technology for years. And I don't think there was any time in that process that I ever stopped and had any gratitude for the stuff that I did. It was always about, I got to make more money, I have to achieve something else, I have to go higher. And there was never any time to just stop and say, you know what, let me sit down and make up a list of all the incredible things I've accomplished in my life and really have gratitude for what I've achieved. I mean, I have 2 beautiful little girls. I'm actually in Pennsylvania spending time with them this week. And I look at this and I say, you know, look at these 2 incredible little girls that I brought into the world. And, you know, for a lot of my life, and I'll be the first to say it, for a lot of my life, I had no gratitude for that. And it's amazing how quickly we move through life and how quickly life goes. But what do you think, Dr. Connie?
I couldn't agree more. I know that, and I'm so grateful that you, for gratitude, that you brought that up because I know for me, when I go into my moments of spinning, because I'm so worried about my life and what's happening and what's not happening, if I just stop and say, I am so grateful for, and I just start listing thing after thing, how quickly that will shift me. And it's free. It doesn't cost anything. You know, we're always worried about having to pay something to feel better. Gratitude's absolutely free.
Yeah. You know, I have to say that, you know, it's interesting because you talked about you know, the fact that you stay. And, you know, there's a lot to be said about building the foundation of the building or whatever you're going to create something on. And, you know, lots of times hindsight is incredible. I mean, you know, talking about, you know, how great it would be if we could just tap into that. I mean, you look back and you see the lessons, you see the choices that you've made. You kind of see how each of those things unfold. And, you know, I have to say that in hindsight, I see all the different things that have happened. But, you know, I have to say that also, you know, as much as you talk about staying and me being that one that just kind of pushes forward and just kind of really just runs with it, I have to say that there is a lot of situations I stayed in too long. You know, as an example, I stayed in my marriage too long. I knew years and years into it that it was over. And, you know, I just have, you know, a lot of people say I just have that soul that just is kind of like, I'm just going to fight and try, you know, 9 different things before I walk away from something because, you know, I'm never, ever going to get accused of walking away from and failing at something. And, you know, so I can be guilty of the same thing of kind of just staying too long in a situation sometimes. And I can say the same thing about my corporate job. You know, I hated my corporate job for a number of years, and, you know, I knew the one I was in. You know, it's interesting because at a certain point, the universe will actually step in and just kick your butt right out the window. And that's what happened with my corporate job. I knew for a year that it just wasn't working, and I just kind of hung in because it just, you know, was a convenient place to sit. And it's funny because I think for so much of us in life, we stay in situations that we know don't work because we're comfortable. And it's funny, when we try to get out of that comfort zone, I think it was, I'm trying to think of who that famous speaker is, that motivational, is it Tony Robbins? I think Tony Robbins always says that your amount of your transformation of your growth is like proportional to how much discomfort you can handle. And I can tell you, I've been very uncomfortable for the last 30 days. And at the same time, I have so much gratitude for all the amazing things and all the great people and stuff. I mean, we're actually in negotiations right now for NPR to pick up the show that we're on. So, you know, we're looking to actually get into larger audiences and stuff like that with replays. And you know, it's just amazing to see the things that are coming out of nowhere. And but I can tell you with the corporate job, you know, I should have been out of it a long time ago. And then finally, you know, they let me go. And then the same thing with the relationship in Florida. I knew for months and months that it wasn't working, but, you know, I got comfortable. And at the same time, at that time, it was interesting because I was learning a lot about myself. And I kind of had fear that if I left the relationship too soon, I was walking away from or leaving something on the table as far as lessons. But, you know, I've had a lot of people also tell me that if you have a lesson to learn, if you don't learn it there, it'll show up somewhere else. I mean, a case in point, in some possibilities with people who have been married three to five times. You know, I had to say, and I had to add that in and just basically say there's been situations where I have stayed too long. But, you know, it's, you know, I'm trying to find balance in that too, because there's that idea of staying too long, but at the same time understanding that there's a time when you can just get up and just push. And try to get stuff out there and get it done and really just kind of move forward with that. I think probably one of the most important things that we have to realize in anything as far as transformation is two key things. One of them I learned from Jerry. I'm trying to think of some names here. I want to make sure I get the right quotes down. But there's the whole idea that what you resist persists. And there's this idea of being able to understand that can kind of impact the way you live your life and the things that happen in it. But you also have to understand that most transformation is only going to occur in the present, which means you have to be present. And I think when we get fearful and we're in places where we're uncomfortable, we're so much worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow that we're not even being present. And, I think it was Teal Scott was doing a lecture I was listening to last night on video on YouTube, where she was talking about the fact that, you know, you really just have to realize that you need to be present, you need to be in the situation, and just look at what you have now. Don't worry about what you lost yesterday, and don't worry about what's going to happen to you tomorrow. and that, you know, there's a lot of ideas behind that, that really that transformation takes place only by being present. You're not going to be able to do any change by going into the past or going into the future. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's also that idea that as you move through that, that when you get into really dark spaces, what you got to really do, and, you know, a lot of people would say that you can't just simply fake it until you make it by saying, well, I'm going to be rich tomorrow, or I'm going to believe all these things and say all these affirmations like a mind to myself. Where the true nature of it is that if you can start with something that you can agree with, like I can say, you know, right now financially, I'm moving forward, and I could say something like, I'm abundant, and I have cash coming in, and, you know, money flows freely to me, and all these great things that we've been taught by different abundance teachers. But the true nature of it is, do you truly believe it? Because one of the key aspects of laws of attraction is you really have to feel it and believe in it. And I think when it really comes down to it, the reason why most people can't create is because you truly know underneath that what you're saying is a lie. You can't fully buy into it. I mean, otherwise we'd be all abundant and fully creating all the time. So what you have to do in my closing thought here for the end of the show is that you have to start with something you do believe. And I do believe that I am moving forward and I have great projects that are being created and that I have great things that are out there that are there. I know that. I can believe in that. And from that, I can come up with another thought. I can say I'm hardworking and I know that there's people out there that I can help, that I can get my message to, that I can improve their lives and give them what they need to be empowered instead of disempowering people. And, you know, it all starts with the one thought that you can actually believe. You know, there was someone once that was asked, well, do you really love yourself? And the guy's like, you know what, I really don't. And they said, well, do you like yourself a little bit? He goes, yeah, well, start with that. I like myself. Okay, what else? Are you, you know, well, you know, I generally do care about other people. Okay, good. What else you got? You know, so there's this idea of starting with one good thought and allowing it to unfold into the next one, into the next one, into the next one. And that's really a good way of getting out of some pretty dark spaces. So with that, I'm going to just tell everybody you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is Mark Rawson and Dr. Connie. And you've been listening to us talk about the two aspects of two different sides of the equation, both of them very important for growth. And you can find out more about our radio show at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. With that, why don't you go ahead and give out your email address in case somebody wants to get a hold of you.
Absolutely. It's drconniesays@gmail.com.
Excellent. So, yeah, I guess that's basically what I wanted to say. Thank you for allowing me to share my thoughts and some of my spiritual path. I hope it is empowering for a lot of people listening to the show. It's, you know, it's truthful, I think, and it's with without going to ego that I can admit that my path and my journey is hard just like everybody else's. And it's funny how we think the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. And, you know, there's my friend down in Florida who used to tell me that's because there's more S on the other side of the fence. So we got about a minute left. If you want to go ahead and close out the show, Dr. Connie, thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you. And I truly believe that this show was meant for me and Mark and for many of you listeners. So thank you so much for being a part. Please call, please email me. I'd love to know your thoughts. I'd love to know what you might be going through. It's always great to have, you know, partners on the journey. So thank you and good night.
All right. Good night, everybody. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio.